Hello. Just in case you weren't here during the introductions, my name is Nathan Nickel. And I have no relationships to disclose. For my presentation, our learning objectives today are, we'll first identify a theory that may be useful for assessing a hospital's readiness to implement the 10 steps. Second, we'll explain how factors impacting the theoretical constructs of the theory organizational readiness to change. And then finally, we'll describe how those factors impacting readiness may vary across the healthcare staff. We'll provide a brief background, and it will be very brief because Emily gave an extensive background on the Breastfeeding Friendly Healthcare Project. A slight introduction to this presentation. Third, we'll describe the theoretical framework guiding the baseline assessment. Four, we'll present the results from applying the theoretical framework to some qualitative data that we collected. And finally, we'll highlight any implications of our current results. The Breastfeeding Friendly Healthcare Project is an operations research study designed to improve maternity care throughout North Carolina. And Emily described the different treatment groups with hospitals in the first year striving to achieve 4 stars or 8 out of 10 steps. And then another 4 will receive a modified streamline intervention to support their maternity changes. The support provided is based on the WHO Baby Friendly Hospital Initiative. And the results that are presented here in this presentation are coming from qualitative data that we obtained at the project baseline. So there are numerous studies that have demonstrated the 10 steps as an effective set of policies and practices for improving breastfeeding support during the hospital stay. Although there's research on the implementation of the 10 steps in hospital settings, there's limited research on assessing hospitals' readiness using a theoretical approach. This presentation serves to begin the dialogue for identifying a theoretical framework useful for assessing whether a hospital will likely experience success in implementing breastfeeding-friendly healthcare or implementing all 10 steps together, and for identifying those factors that both positively and negatively influence the likelihood of successful implementation. Additionally, the hope is that this presentation will expand our theoretical understanding of step implementation. So the theory that was used to guide the baseline assessment is called organizational readiness to change. Change experts state that an organization requires high levels of readiness towards implementing a specific innovation in order to successfully achieve the proposed change. Readiness in this sense is defined as organizational readiness. Organizational readiness to change is a multi-level and multifaceted theoretical construct. It is multi-level in that it is a shared psychological state that is common among organization members across all levels. It is multifaceted in that it consists of 2 theoretical constructs, the first being collective efficacy, which draws from social cognitive theory and is the shared perceived ability to implement a change effort, and collective commitment, which refers to the shared commitment organization members have for implementing the specific change effort. The methods for the data collection. For the qualitative portion of the baseline assessment, the Carolina Global Breastfeeding Institute first created a semi-structured interview that explored respondents' perceptions of factors that would impact their hospital's readiness to implement the 10 steps. And the interview guide was reviewed by experts in the theory organizational readiness to change, as well as experts in qualitative data collection methods. We conducted 34 interviews across the 8 hospitals, and the interviews were recorded, transcribed verbatim, and the data were analyzed in Atlas TI. So we're going to go through the findings of the perceptions of things that would impact a hospital's readiness to implement breastfeeding friendly, arranged around the theoretical constructs of ORC. Three themes emerged from the qualitative data that impacted both collective efficacy as well as collective commitment for implementing breastfeeding friendly healthcare or for implementing all 10 steps. The first theme was the experience and age of healthcare staff. Respondents reported that commitment to the 10 steps would vary by the age and experience level of healthcare staff, with younger, less experienced staff having more commitment to breastfeeding friendly practices than older staff. This led to older staff providing care that de-emphasized the importance of breastfeeding to patients. One nurse said, "Older physicians and nurses will tell moms, it doesn't really matter if you bottle feed your baby." Respondents also noted that efficacy varied by the age and experience of staff, in that older, more experienced staff often had less confidence in their ability to perform the practices that are outlined in the 10 steps. The second theme that emerged was the perception, and I want to highlight perception, that breastfeeding-friendly healthcare was about forcing moms into breastfeeding. All hospitals had respondents that had the perception that breastfeeding-friendly was a campaign to force breastfeeding on formula-feeding moms. Respondents said they were unwilling to force women who had decided to formula-feed into breastfeeding. And this thought extended to staff being unwilling to educate moms who haven't even made a decision about whether or not they were going to formula feed or breastfeed. One nurse with 20 years of experience said, "If a mom hasn't considered breastfeeding, I won't push it." Staff also indicated a lack of self-efficacy for influencing mothers' breastfeeding behaviors. Respondents said that they were unable to influence moms to breastfeed because moms made that decision prior to hospital admission. Those staff that understood the 10 steps were not about forcing moms, but were rather about supporting moms in their decisions, felt both able and committed to following the practices outlined by breastfeeding-friendly healthcare. The third theme was perceptions of patients' cultural beliefs. Respondents said breastfeeding-friendly healthcare interferes with non-white patients' cultural beliefs, specifically with Latina patients' cultures and American Indian patients' culture. Respondents said that non-white cultural beliefs will lead patients to either mix feed or exclusively formula feed, regardless of efforts that the hospital takes to support breastfeeding. They said patients' insistence on mix feeding or formula feeding would prevent them from practicing the steps. Respondents also said they would be unable to practice the steps because these cultures would cause moms to object to practices such as no supplementation, rooming in, and no pacifiers. Finally, respondents said they were uncommitted to following the 10 steps if it meant going against a person's culture, even if the practice was an evidence-based best practice. Respondents saw a greater benefit in supporting patients' culture than in promoting breastfeeding if promoting breastfeeding meant contradicting that culture. Four themes emerged that impacted just collective commitment. The first theme was day versus night shift. Respondents reported that commitment for following the 10 steps would vary across day and night shifts. Respondents from both day and night shifts said that day shifts had more commitment to following the 10 steps than did night. One nurse said, "On day shift, you can work and work and work with the mama and not give it any formula and really work, and she's breastfed all day. You give report, and you come in the next morning, and they've had a bottle or formula during the night." One night staff member explained that the benefit of providing moms extra rest will outweigh the benefit of not supplementing, outweigh the benefit of rooming in, or outweigh the benefit of teaching a mom to feed according to infant hunger cues. Many staff are just not committed to these practices. A second night staff member said that her colleagues saw few, if any, negative consequences of supplementing a breastfed infant. The second theme was, that impacted commitment was having active management support. Staff said that active management support would increase commitment among healthcare staff. And this support is managers following up on nurses after their shift to see if they provided breastfeeding support, requiring staff receive hands-on training, including breastfeeding support on annual performance reviews. Respondents said when managers did not hold them accountable for providing the support, they were uncommitted to providing it because they viewed other practices as being more important than breastfeeding support practices. Third was having influential individuals. These are change champions that garnered support not just among the healthcare staff, but also among administration and management. And they did this by highlighting the benefits that clinical staff would receive from supporting breastfeeding. The fourth theme that emerged was observing mothers using breastfeeding support. Respondents said that when they saw moms utilizing breastfeeding support, their commitment to breastfeeding-friendly efforts increased. One nurse explained, when the staff sees these moms coming in for breastfeeding support, they see that, well, it really does make a difference. The staff not only see that the support makes a difference in health outcomes, but that it is the support that moms want. Understanding that this is support that moms want increases healthcare staff's commitment to providing the support. Three themes emerged that impacted collective efficacy. The first theme dealt with staffing. Respondents indicated their ability to provide breastfeeding support depended on whether or not they were adequately staffed. When there were too few staff on a shift, they felt unable to perform the practices outlined by the 10 steps. And inversely, when they had adequate staffing, they felt able to provide the support. The second theme that emerged was mode of training. Respondents reported higher efficacy for implementing the steps when they received hands-on training as opposed to following a strictly online format. One nurse said, the hands-on training, I think, is really, really important because you can read about it a million times, but if you haven't seen it or done it yourself, it makes it hard. And another respondent from a hospital that had recently implemented hands-on training said, the new training format made staff feel much more comfortable with going and at least trying to help mom with breastfeeding. Consistently, staff from hospitals that provided only online modules reported feeling insecure about providing breastfeeding support. The third theme impacting collective efficacy was the presence of visitors in the room. Having visitors in mom's rooms was a situational factor that influenced respondents' perceptions of their ability to support breastfeeding. Visitors prevented mom from both initiating breastfeeding in the first hour as well as from breastfeeding in general. After identifying themes, we explored whether these themes varied by hospital characteristics. Certain themes were common among large and small hospitals. There were three themes impacting that both collective efficacy and collective commitment that were common among all hospitals in our study. These themes were experience and age of healthcare staff, perception that breastfeeding friendly forces moms into breastfeeding, and perceptions of patients' cultural beliefs. There was only one theme impacting collective efficacy that was common to both large and small hospitals in our study. That theme was staffing practices, having adequate staffing. Two themes were common among all hospitals in our study that impacted collective commitment. This was the day and night shift and observing moms using breastfeeding support. While there were themes that were common among all hospitals in our study, some themes were salient almost exclusively in large hospitals and not in small. Themes that were common among large hospitals affecting collective commitment were active management support, influential individuals. Commitment themes were more salient among the large hospitals in our study than efficacy themes. In the small hospitals, there were two themes that were exclusive to the small hospitals, and both of these themes impacted collective efficacy, and they were mode of training and visitors in the rooms. Efficacy themes were more salient than commitment themes in small hospitals. And finally, among themes common to both large and small hospitals, large hospitals, respondents from large hospitals focused more on the facilitators, those things that would enable them to enact breastfeeding-friendly healthcare, while the small respondents from small hospitals tended to focus more on the barriers to implementing breastfeeding-friendly healthcare. Organizational readiness to change may provide a useful theoretical framework. We highlighted factors that influence both collective efficacy and collective commitment, and these factors vary by hospital size. For next step, strategies for moving forward with breastfeeding friendly is going to vary by hospital characteristic, and it's important to remember that. Hospitals benefit from comprehensive assessment, and future studies may be needed to identify quantitative measures for measuring hospital readiness levels, and as well as studies to examine whether higher levels really do result in more successful implementation efforts. Thanks.